Environmental Protection Agency officials have been saying for the past few months that they plan to issue a final rule on the proposed volume requirements under the renewable fuel standard at least by the end of June. But it's been put off, according to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa.
They've delayed it now till fall. When in fall, I don't know. The fact that they delayed it is a little bit of good news that I give you. But it's by the delay, and nobody knows what they're going to do, the bad aspect of it is it retards investment in ethanol. And there's a lot of investment out there. And it doesn't just affect ethanol, but biodiesel too. And maybe even a little more with biodiesel, because it's still an infant industry. Whereas, you know, ethanol is now 30 years old, and we're told that ethanol is having the best year it's ever had. But we don't know when they're going to bring it out.
Brooke Coleman, executive director of the Advanced Ethanol Council, explains why the decision has been delayed and agrees with Grassley on the good news, bad news assessment of the delay.
What happened mechanically is they were saying the end of June because they had to get it done by July 1st because they had extended the 2013 RFS compliance year for the oil companies through June. They then extended it again through September. What was happening before is they had to get it done in June, and what's happening now is they have to get it done by the end of September. All of this perpetual delay, of course, adds investment uncertainty from the cellulosic biofuel perspective, so that's not a good thing. On the bright side, you know, 9 times out of 10 when there's a delay, it's a bad thing. But we're actually taking this delay at the Advanced Ethanol Council as a sign that they're trying to get it right. We don't want to see delays past September 30th. They have plenty of time to get it right between now and then. But, there's a pretty good chance that we would have seen the wrong outcome had they done it on June 21st, and we're happy that's not happening.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.